Phone Boy Speaks, episode 477, Long Live Windows XP. Windows XP is finally going to be given the end of life treatment at the end of this month. This is the last patch Tuesday that Microsoft says that that will support Windows XP Server 2003 and Office 2003. But that doesn't mean that companies aren't going to continue to run it. In fact, let's face it, 28% or so of Windows PCs are still running XP. That means it's been a fairly successful product for Microsoft. But the reality is that a lot of places they have custom applications that can't run on anything but Windows XP for one reason or another. And also you got companies that's like, well, Windows XP still works for me. I'd have to upgrade the hardware and a bunch of other stuff to make the environment use the newer stuff. And, we run into this at Checkpoint all the time, is that, that it's not just a simple matter of upgrading, some gateways or whatever. You have to upgrade the whole, other infrastructure to make that happen. And so it's more complicated than you think trying to upgrade. So, some companies are paying Microsoft extra money to say, hey, continue to support Windows XP for us for, however long, because it's complicated to support because you have to upgrade hardware and software, and maybe thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of machines have to get upgraded, and it's no small task to do it. The reality is that computers, they've gotten better, faster, and cheaper over the years. But for certain tasks, right, a computer from 10 years ago will still work fine. So spending extra money to upgrade is kind of silly. And so there are some smaller governments that don't really want to pay Microsoft more money to continue to support Windows XP. And so they're actually going to Linux, which, that'll be interesting to see how if desktop Linux gains any market share as a result of Windows XP going extinct. I mean, it's possible. But there's going to be some companies that are going to continue to be running XP. I wouldn't be surprised if we're still hearing reports about people using Windows XP in 2020. It just wouldn't surprise me at all. But it'll be interesting to see what the desktop Linux market share numbers are. Even in a couple of years, it'd be interesting to see what that looks like. But from an information security perspective, right, customers running XP or people running XP on their network, it's you have to isolate those machines, right? Because they're not getting security updates anymore, and it's still widely used. And so, the fact that that Windows 8 and Windows 7 are still out there and it's still under support, well, there's still going to be vulnerabilities discovered for that code base, and you bet that hackers are going to be trying to take advantage of those on Windows XP. But the way that you mitigate the risk is that you isolate all these systems that are running Windows XP from the internet and possibly from other parts of your network, right? You want to make sure that those machines running XP are only being used for the very specific functions that require running on Windows XP, and you essentially separate those machines out. You allow very, very controlled access to and from these machines, and that doesn't mean that nothing will ever happen with these systems, but the odds of something happening reduce substantially, right? And this is, in information security, you can't prevent all risks, right? But you can mitigate most of them. And then that makes the risk so low that it's probably not going to happen. And that's, that's the best you can do. But, unfortunately, as I find when going through customer networks and everybody in the information security industry for the most part has the same experiences, there's always something in a network you just kind of go, why do they allow this, or why is this there? And you could figure out the reasons why, but there's a lot of companies for various reasons that aren't doing best practices, and so it's like an accident waiting to happen, I guess. But this might be a good opportunity, this Windows XP retirement, for companies to finally really look at who's talking to what, who really needs access to these machines, and either upgrade them or isolate them. I mean, it's, they should have been doing this a long time ago, but hopefully maybe this can be an impetus to do that. And I think, again, just because something is, we're not getting security updates doesn't mean it doesn't still serve a useful purpose. And you can still use it. It just, you have to be very careful about how you use it. I mean, end user PCs at this point shouldn't be running Windows XP, for like home users and stuff, because it's, there it's a real risk. And, upgrading, yes, it's a pain, but, upgrading one machine replacing one machine is much easier than replacing a whole fleet of them, I guess. But But you know, there's also other computing platforms now that don't involve Windows XP. And again, I think there's going to be soft computing software that's still supported on XP, even though XP itself isn't. But you can be careful. But you know, really, you know, if you haven't upgraded to Windows XP, I'm sure most of the people that listen to this podcast are either Mac users or running Windows 7 or 8 or whatever. Then you know, but if you know somebody that's still running XP, then you know, get them to update if you can. I mean, but again, I understand that it's costly and stuff. Or if nothing else, right? If they can't afford to upgrade the hardware, then therefore they're stuck running XP. You know, maybe it's time to look at Linux again. You know, but definitely a Windows XP machine should be nowhere near the internet at this point anymore.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/ps.